Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County. With your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest positively impacting our community. Today, I welcome Junior Achievement of Orange County and Inland Empire Regional Vice President and Executive Director Burgundy Onakea. Thank you, Burgundy. It's a pleasure to have you on Impact OC.
Thank you, Don.
Burgundy, Junior Achievement is known for inspiring and preparing young people to succeed in a global economy. How do your programs assist students in grades K through 12 and young adults in navigating the challenges of today's job market, especially considering the increasing student debt and the demand for skilled workers?
You know, we focus on three pillar areas, and the three pillar areas is work and career readiness, entrepreneurship, as well as financial literacy. And in those pillars, we really are able to connect with the schools and the students to help them in real life, real world experience, and we bring that into the classroom. As you know, as many of you may know, a lot of times financial literacy is not taught in the classroom. So this impacts our future leaders, and they're able to learn about money, how to, what needs versus wants is at a young age, and then going all the way up to, you know, high school and college, even being able to talk to them about, you know, what types of pathways are out there and giving them the confidence to, you know, make different decisions in their life.
So what kind of programs are offered for the young kids?
For the young kids, we focus primarily on, we call it JA in a Day. It's a kit-based program. All of our programs are aligned with state and national standards, and we bring that into the schools and have volunteers teach the classes on financial literacy. So the focus could be on something as simple as, you know, needs versus wants. They're all age-specific type of programs that we are able to offer each of the grade levels. And we take them through. So every year we come back, they'll learn something new the following year about needs versus wants.
How does it work with your in-school programs?
Our in-school programs, we partner either with the district or sometimes even with a local teacher that might want to bring that into their classroom. And we will do a JA in a day for an entire school. And we'll come in at the beginning of the day. We'll set a day. And we have a bunch of volunteers. We actually just had our board JA day last Thursday at Santiago Elementary. We had nearly 55 volunteers. And our board and friends came in, and we taught each of those sessions from kindergarten through fifth grade.
And then what do you teach beyond fifth grade?
Beyond fifth grade, we actually have our middle school and our high school programs. So Junior Achievement has over 45 different programs in one of those three pillars that I mentioned. One of the entry point programs that we've been doing a lot of here in Orange County is our JA Career Speaker Series. So we might do it in a panel format. We also do a speed networking with that, where they are able to meet people, real life people that are in the business world, that talks about their personal pathway to success, to give the students an idea of what they might be interested in.
So are the students, because they're learning a lot more things than I have to say probably you and I did when we were growing up.
I agree.
They're probably really receptive to the information, and then it's what they do with the information.
Absolutely. I think one of the things I have really picked up on with a lot of these students, because we serve everyone in Orange County. However, we do focus on what we call the LMI communities, which is that lower to moderate income communities that might not have as many resources in their schools. All of our programs are free, no cost to the school. So we do all our own personal fundraising to be able to offer it to the schools. And one thing that one principal said always stood out to me, he just said, you know, more than giving them candy for a good answer or, you know, cheering them on, what a lot of these students are craving is connection. And I think as Junior Achievement, we are able to provide them with connection, not just to the programs that we have, but to the people that we bring into the classroom. And it's really a sight to see when you get to see a volunteer in action. with them.
So you do JA for a day, but do you have regular after school programs where they get to meet on a regular basis?
We don't do after school programs on a regular basis. However, we might partner with a school to bring a program to their after school program. So we have also 1 day, 1 hour programs. I mentioned the JA career speakers, where we might bring a person in a certain industry that they might be interested in. We also have our financial literacy and as well as our entrepreneurship programs that we can bring into the schools as well, where they'll learn about, you know, what it takes to have the mindset of running a business at some point. What does that look like, you know, in a very practical way? And it teaches them a little bit more about just business in general. And then we also have, like I said, the Work and Career Readiness has a lot of other programs that I think the students are absolutely wide open to, because they're seeing the real life people, not just in their classrooms, but we also offer them to do field trips to a JA job shadow in particular, a company, and they'll learn about different positions within that company.
What are the most popular kinds of industries the students are interested in?
You know, it varies. I would say what's popular these days, we do have a lot of financial institutions that are a part of our organization, like banks. U.S. Bank's a big supporter, but so is some of the other banks. We have some small banks like Poppy Bank that's involved. And a lot of students don't realize that within that financial institution structure, they're not just seeing what they see, right? There's other industries within that, like marketing and human resources, that an organization like, you know, the financial background would give them. But in addition to that, I think a lot of students are interested in like building their own business. So we have someone, you know, that would come in, and we had an entrepreneurship panel of CEOs, four CEOs of, you know, anywhere from small to large businesses throughout Orange County and Inland Empire. And they talked to them about their journey, you know, the good, the challenges, the differences that they have made, but also the different choices they had made that led them to become an entrepreneur and a successful one in Orange County.
So are you aware of the curriculum that the students are following so that when you're providing information, they can follow along?
Absolutely. So because of all of our programs are aligned with our state and national standards, everything is, when we're giving it to the students, it is laid out for them in a very systematic approach. Oh, so our volunteers are trained to be able to deliver that program.
So when it comes to financial literacy, they understand what it takes to save money, to invest money in order to be successful so that they can be a successful entrepreneur if that's what they choose.
Absolutely. And I would just add to that, because they're learning about money, but they're also learning about things like, we have a program called JA All About Cars. I didn't know when I was in high school that I needed good credit, bad credit. We don't even know what that is. And so a lot of the times these students walk away with some practical just knowledge of why good credit, why a budget, what is the difference between leasing, buying, and cash, and really looking at that in a holistic way so they're able to gather the right information and have that thought process prior to leaving high school.
Is that what they get in high school, or what's the earliest they can get that kind of financial literacy information?
That particular program, anywhere from 7th grade onwards to a young adult, so 7th grade to 12th grade, and then our young adults. And you still learn some of these budget concepts when we go into an all about budgeting, or we might bring in someone at that age level for elementary school. So we might move them in a different direction for a program.
So when you come in, it's a 1 day shot.
It is either a 1 day, 1 hour, you know, so we'll come in and do a program. Many times what the schools desire is they desire us to come back. So we might do one program and then we'll add to that. So I'll give you an example. Our JA All About Cars or our JA It's My Job, they're 1 hour programs, but there's multiple layers of that. So if you're learning about, you know, what it takes to write a great resume or interview tips or communication, internal and external. All of these things are taught in sessions. So we can either do it in a lump sum, depending on the teacher of time, or they might have us come back once a week for 3 weeks, you know. So I think there's a really, I love the approach that we can take, just really a opportunity to break it up however the teacher and or school would need us to.
Do you measure results of what they're learning?
Oh, 100%. We're actually in the middle of what we call a longitudinal study. It's sponsored this year by Capital Group. It's our JA Personal Finance. We're in year two of a 5-year study. And so every so often we'll take a program and we actually work with the students and the teachers, and we take them through a 5-year program. And a lot of times what happens is it'll come back, all the results will come back in the surveys, and we compile it into the data to be able to measure how are they using JA Personal Finance as a senior, and then a year after high school, and thereafter for the next 4 years. And then we're able to really see what kind of impact are we really having with these programs. So we're actually in the middle of one right now.
When you're in the middle of doing a program, what's the reaction of the children?
I think you have, you know, again, I think it's the connection. So the reaction of the children, they kind of call us at a young age, the money people. So we just went, it's kind of funny, we went to that JA day and they're like, oh, I can't wait to see the money people. I was like, oh, I never knew we were known as the money people. These are young, you know, students at first grade, second grade, and they understand that they're learning something. So they're very receptive. So I think the programs are really interactive, and we have a lot of, you know, little activities that go along with the programs to help them remember. So that's a young age. I think at a high school, a lot of them, again, I always say connection, because I think that's our greatest asset. What we go into the program with is you're hearing a lot of I can't, right, from students at that age, especially after, you know, a pandemic. And we've come out of it in many ways, but the students, they have missed those interactions. And so a lot of times in their mind, they're like, I can't do something. And a lot of our programs and our volunteers leave the students with, yes, yes, you can. And we have volunteers that are showing up for these students. And it's just amazing to see what happens when there's somebody that shows up for a student.
How do you help them navigate the job market?
I would say a lot of what they're learning helps them to just make better decisions. But on a very tangible note, JA, It's My Job, where we're able to teach them communication skills, helping the students to learn, you know, how to do a handshake, as well as, you know, how to answer questions, look someone in the eye, and being able to do a mock interview setup. Those things have really taken these students a long way.
How young do they get to learn that?
You can learn it as young as kindergarten, but our work and career readiness programs in Orange County, we see a lot of that mostly in sixth, seventh grade at the youngest, and then we go all the way up to 12th grade.
Do you see young children getting really serious about business, and then you can see that eventually they're just going to be real successful when they become adults?
You know what? Yeah, I actually do, and I think there's so many great entrepreneurs out there. And taking it back to our volunteer model, you know, we're able to bring those volunteers into the classroom. And I was thinking about a couple of our entrepreneurs that they were all board members. One was Eric Goodman from MVS, and he's a board member. He is philanthropic throughout Orange County, but he was able to come and share his story of how he became a business owner, but also all the things in between. And a lot of the students are, you know, I think it opens their eyes to what they can do, you know, and I think just being able to relate to that, you see these young students really thinking about, oh, maybe I can do that. You know, maybe this is something that you can do, something you love, and you have to work hard at it, and you have to keep getting up. And those are the kind of lessons from people who have gone through it before them.
What about the relationship between junior achievement and college?
We have just started, you know, our college level programs, but I think going through our young adults as well as our high school students, I would say that some people do take that pathway. And so we encourage it. We also encourage trade schools. We encourage other lines of work. So I do think that the future belongs to this next generation. We really do preach and speak about it very holistically, that there's no wrong pathway, you know, so they can go back to school if they don't start off going to school, or you can take the college track. So there is something for everybody, but I think the percentages are high. There's about 91% of JA students actually said they're more motivated to learn after a JA program. And then 56% of JA students actually go into the same field as somebody that they were mentored by at JA. So some of them will take a college track because of it, and some might take a trade track, or they might open up their own business.
What's the role parents play in this?
You know, a lot of times the students take what they're learning home to their parents, and I actually think the students actually have a very impactful story to tell their parents, and sometimes I actually think it helps their parents. And that's what I love about, you know, the JA programs. But I do think, you know, everybody's home life is different. And I love that there was a story that a board member, her name is Kira Bruno. She actually owns a business, Fortis, right here in Orange County. And she was able to teach a class for 5 weeks. And she just said, I was committed to them. And it's amazing to see that how the students respond when someone shows up for them. Because this was a group of students in a class that they don't have the support at home all the time, you know? So it's really, I think we are able to serve both, you know, where parents are very involved, and some in cases where parents may not be very involved.
How do you get your curriculum to know what to teach?
All of our curriculum is by JA USA. So we have some variations that we can do, but it's all trained and outlined by JA USA to align with all of the things that need to be aligned with. And we give the teacher the opportunity to decide. These are the programs we have. We might recommend something. And then we figure out, what are those students? What's the need for those students? Because I believe that the educator will know what that class will be able to take in. And we give them the options.
So you're in touch with the teacher before you step foot in there.
Oh, 100%. And we also teach the teachers. So we'll do a briefing with the teacher of all of what we're going to talk about. If it's a career speaker in particular, we talk about what are some of the things that, or industries maybe, that the students might be interested in. And we get a lot of that done ahead of time.
How are you funded?
We're actually funded through private funding. We do our own fundraising. We actually have we have one huge fundraiser every year. This one is coming up on October 10th. It's called our Stock Market Championship event. We do it at the Pacific Club in Newport Beach. This is our 20th year. And we basically bring the New York stock market in a game format with fictitious dollars, but we ring the bell and everything. And it's an amazing treat to watch, because we bring corporate leaders, they're able to network, and we get sponsors. And this actually sponsors one of our biggest JA days for our board and friends.
What do they all say about junior achievement?
All of our sponsors, you know, once they come into not just a stock market championship, but also when they get involved with junior achievement in any way, I believe people get hooked, because they really want to make a difference, and they see it firsthand that this is helping our future leaders. And it's just really amazing, because all of our programs are turnkey. So you don't need to study the curriculum. It has a guide that guides you through the curriculum. And on the other side, it's very personal. We're able to just look at your own pathway of the things that you might have gone through. Even they love hearing the mistakes you made. You know, I think you're able to intertwine that with our curriculum, and a lot of our, you know, supporters really love that piece of it, and that we're volunteer driven and we're able to connect not just our corporate leaders, but also our kids in our community.
Is it possible a kid will be part of JA throughout their elementary school years because they'll have JA day each year?
We actually have about, I can tell you, we have 16 elementary schools this year. And so we serve anywhere from 401 school up onwards of 700 plus, maybe closer to 800 in a year. And every year we go back, and I think that's why we're known as the money people, because they said, oh, we know how to do a business. Oh, now we're learning about families and how that interacts with within the community. And so every year, if you're still at that school, and we've sponsored that school every year, they will get the curriculum from kindergarten all the way through fifth grade.
Tell us about the volunteers that assist you in the program.
You know what? We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. So, you know, really it's the lifeline of how we are able to interact and get to as many schools as possible. Our volunteers come from a lot of our corporate partners. They are first, they're the first people we go to for volunteers, and they will get their what they call CRA teams or their customer service teams out into the community with us. It varies. You know, we have groups that will bring out 60 volunteers, like Pacific Life, because they have the bandwidth to do that for one day. Or we may get, you know, 5 to 10 people from another company. But we work with a lot of these companies that partner with us. One, because when it gets them connected to what they're supporting, but also I think, like I said, once they come to and volunteer for a JA day, many times they want to come back and volunteer again.
You have one student you'd like to tell me about.
You know, I would love to tell you about a student. There is a student. His name is Raul. He won our Young Entrepreneurship Award last year, which is sponsored by EY. EY does this every year, and they invite our young entrepreneur to their Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. They do it every year. But this young man by the name of Raul participated in that program last year. And he was able to actually start his own little business. He's going to school for cosmetology. He did not have any, he didn't really have any means to go to college. So between that sponsorship, as well as our experience sponsorship, he did a little YouTube. I forgot what you call it, but they actually go on and they do a little video and they post. TikTok, thank you.
TikTok.
They did a TikTok video of how would you spend $100. And he actually won $15,000 towards his school books, anything he wants to put it towards for school, thanks to Experian, our partner. And like I said, our entrepreneurship partner with EY. And he is doing really amazing. He's actually 1 year out of school now. And he actually is one of the students that is coming back to our Career Exploration Fair, which is happening on April 17th, to share his story with all of the high school students that's coming there. We have about 500 high school and middle school students coming, and he's going to talk to them about how he got the scholarship and a little bit about his passion to be his own business owner, and how our programs and the mentors he had with our JA career speakers and our entrepreneurship JA launch really helped to inspire him to go that route.
Do other students acknowledge that they were fortunate to go through the JA program?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, some of the students really, they might acknowledge it in form of a testimonial, like I was sharing with Raul. Others, I think what I love is every student writes a thank you note and what they learned to the volunteer that taught in their class. So the volunteer gets a little note from, I believe almost every student writes one. So all of the students really have an opportunity to acknowledge what they took away from the JA program.
How can people reach out to JA?
They can visit us online at jaoc.org. They can call our office. We're always available to really engage with any of our volunteers or new people that might want to participate. Our board members are always willing to, you know, connect with them as well if they want to learn a little bit more about a leadership role within the organization.
Thank you, Junior Achievement of Orange County and Inland Empire Regional Vice President and Executive Director Burgundy Onakaya for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.